It's true. But we'll say that that was a conference game. Every time we play two games, we'll always do a conference game and a non-conference game because I was going to announce that every 10 games... What's going on? Another follow?
No, I got it. It just said something about tap to remain connected.
Oh, yeah, because we hadn't been like doing... That? Yeah, okay. So what we're going to do is after every 10 games, we're going to see who has the best overall performance from... being on the podcast versus Leonard Maltin wins, and whoever wins the most has the best ratio of appearances on the show versus games played will win a prize.
Awesome.
So this was the conference match. So far, AJ again. Has a point in a conference match, Gina has a point in a conference match, and Adam has a point in a non-conference match.
Damn Skippy, yeah. I have a point.
So we are going to, since that game only took 17 minutes, we're just going to spontaneously play another round if you guys are okay with that.
Can I choose this time?
I was going to start with you to give you an advantage and a disadvantage.
Booyah,
at the same
Grandma.
Time.
Really? Really? You're giving her an advantage?
And a disadvantage because I'm going to pick harder categories for her.
That means it'll be harder for me who lost.
Well, you have to listen to the review. Don't pay attention to what the category is, but listen to the review. All right, your three categories, Gina, are Jim Abrams spoof films. So these are movies directed by Jim Abrams that are specifically spoof films.
I'm lost, too.
Rachel Lee Cook will always be cute.
Oh, yeah. Aww. I like her.
Or Kevin Smith's 2007.
Who's Kevin Smith?
Rachel Lee Cook will always be cute. For the win, please.
I'm sorry, Dave.
For the start.
For the win.
Okay, your three choices are 1995, 2001, and 2001.
1995.
All right, 1995. And I want to get... Okay, yeah, that's not playing, but screensaver will start up in a second. Okay, 1995. Leonard Maltin gives us 2.5 stars. It's an umpteenth by-the-numbers retelling of this classic story. The two lead characters both do well as a title duo, and it might amuse kids.
As the title duo.
And it might amuse
kids. Might amuse kids. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 names.
As the title duo, so that means their names are in the...
Yeah.
There's how many?
9.
5,
you say? So...
Correct.
5 to you, Emily. It's going clockwise this time.
Name that movie.
5 names. It's, let's see. Lanny Flattery, Rachel Lee Cook, Marion Seldes, Michael McShane, and Amy Wright.
Oh, no.
You fail.
Yeah, most of these names are really just not... clues at all.
Oh, yeah, Amy Wright, totally.
It's just, the only giveaway is the title duo, and that's even still kind of cheap. 95, 2.5 stars.
Can I have a couple seconds to think here?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get some background music?
Yep. I remember seeing this movie in
Dan
Eden Prairie Movie Theater.
Don't help her.
I'm just saying. I didn't specify what was going on. That's not better dead air sounding. We could actually have a conversation.
Oh.
5.
1992.
Emily and I
5.
Were doing a duet.
I was 4.
1995.
Well, I know it's not She's All That.
It's not.
No.
So you know what? Since I don't know what it is, I'm going to go with the best Rachel Lee Cook movie. I know it's not the right answer. But Josie and the Pussycat Dolls.
Wow, you just mixed like two genres. It's Josie and the Pussycats is the name of the movie that you're thinking of.
I love you. The Barf, I forgot she was in that.
What film. Is it?
What if I said that good old-fashioned Jonathan Taylor Thomas was the lead of this movie?
Oh my god.
Everyone's speakers.
I just went blind.
Blind with deafness.
Is it Tom and Huck?
It's Tom and Huck.
I turned to them both. Stop yelling.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas was my kitty crush.
I just turned both of their sliders way down, and it just did nothing.
I know what that means.
So Emily got the first point on this one.
Snap!
And Adam, since you had absolutely nothing to do with that round,
you get to... She was in that movie. movie.
You get to pick the next category.
I'm just sitting down here at the mixing board, twiddling my thumbs, and trying to keep this from blowing out your speakers, kids at home.
I'm sorry, but that should be the reaction to JTT, okay? Yes. He was a teen pop icon, and you guys
loved Your three choices are The Voice of God, so Morgan Freeman films.
Yes!
Ooh, good choice. I know who he is.
AFI's 50 most quoted movies, or Stephen Root's 2004.
Well, obviously I'm going to go with Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. So it doesn't really matter.
Because he's totally awesome.
Said who it was. Okay.
And
so your three choices
frame.
Are 1998, 2004, category? And 2006.
I'm going to go with 2004.
Pardon me. There we go.
Nice, babe.
Excuse me. Leonard Maltin gives his... 3 stars. It's entertaining, picturesque. It's an entertaining, picturesque look at emotionally wounded people, propelled by strong performances and flavorful narration. And it is an Oscar winner.
Oh.
And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 names.
Oscar winner from 2004.
3 stars.
Wait, the three movie stars. Won an Oscar or an actor won an Oscar?
Technically, if somebody in the movie wins it, technically the movie kind of counts as winning it. There are a couple different ones in there, so.
Okay.
Multiple Oscar winner movie.
Oh. All right. I'm dying.
Well, let's see. What was the max again? Nine names is what I say.
Nine names. Emily, it's to you. Nine names.
Eight names.
Four names.
Name that movie.
4 names for Gina. Margot Martindale, Brian O'Byrne, Lucia Riker, and Mike Coulter.
Why do I do this to myself?
To give it a sporting chance.
Honestly,
dude, don't eat your mic.
I have this idea for what it might be, and now that I'm thinking
gut
about
reaction.
I don't even think he's in this movie. Is it?
Love you.
Is it Crash?
It is not Crash. No. And that had a lot more names to it.
I know it. I know it did.
That was 2006. No.
Talk into the microphone, Emily.
Maybe. I am. Maybe.
You're like a foot away.
What are you talking about?
What if I said the lead was Clint Eastwood?
She said as she spread her fingers.
Anyway. You know what? I'll just say it's Million Dollar Baby.
Oh.
Didn't know he was in that movie.
He was the coach.
My bad. I never saw
And the narrator guy.
But yes, that won quite a few Oscars.
Of course it had beautiful narrative if Morgan Freeman was doing it.
And so, Adam, you're at 2 points. No,
it
wait.
Was it
no,
one.
One.
No.
One.
Yes, because we did the first one, and that was me, and I got one. And
that's right. Because I just, yeah. So Emily has a point. Adam has a point. Gina is
big old goose egg.
Yes.
The
so, Emily,
tables
you get to pick
have
this time.
Turned.
Excellent.
Your choices are Bad Motherfucker. So, movie starring Samuel L. Jackson.
Nice.
See, you know people.
Uh-huh.
This one, which I just enjoy saying, I know Kung Fu.
Oh, God.
So, Keanu Reeves films.
All right.
Or silent films. Films with the word silent in the name.
You know what? I'll do Keanu Reeves. Why not?
Keanu Reeves.
Sure.
I know Kung Fu.
Shut up.
Your choices are 1993, 2001,
I'm not judging you for that. I'm judging you because
you
won't talk into the microphone and I want you to.
1991.
There we go.
2001.
No, you missed the first one. It's 1993.
2001.
2001.
Uh-huh. 2003.
Have you changed these since the last time we played this category?
I've added... one after one was already chosen.
Okay, thank you.
So, yes, technically. Leonard Maltin gives us 3 stars.
Sure.
It's an entertaining comedy for and about grown-ups.
Oh.
It has delightful performances by the two leads.
Mm-hmm.
It's written by the director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there are 2, 4, 6, 8 names.
I know this one.
So then you say 0 names without just blurting it out.
0 names.
There you go.
Oh, wait.
Oh, that makes it funnier. So oh, 0 names to you, Adam.
Oh, name that movie.
Oh, I got it. Something's Gotta Give.
That is correct.
Thank you.
You got one legitly.
I yeah. legitly got
there
that.
There it was.
There it
yeah.
was. So now it's Emily 2, Adam 1, Gina yet to score.
Is it my turn to pick?
It is. It is.
My turn to pick. I love you.
Gina just wants to pick.
That's, I do.
That's what she's here for.
That makes me happy that I legitly got one.
Okay, so I will give you Tiger Blood, Charlie Sheen movies. Kevin Smith's 2007.
I'm going to break you like a
or
toy
not The Godfather.
Fingers,
movies directed by Francis Ford Coppola that are not violent. A part of the Godfather trifecta.
All those categories are crap.
You won like right out in the last one, so I'm
yeah.
giving you challenging
because
ones.
I'm doing Shlapa. So hot right now. Let's go with the Sheen Machine.
There you go.
God, you didn't say that.
I'm as punny as an old man.
Your choices are 1986, 1993, or 1996.
That was a good choice.
Leonard Maltin gives us 2.5 stars.
Oh.
It has heavy-handed slapstick.
Sorry, what was the year again?
1986.
86.
Totally
Leonard Maltin gives us 2.5 stars. Has heavy-handed slapstick, self-serious ruminations before regaining momentum for a bright finish, later a TV series. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 names.
Later a TV series.
Yes. 16 names.
Hmm.
I still haven't opened this beer. Jeez.
God, Dan.
And Charlie Sheen's
I keep grabbing it all the time and nothing happens. 2.5 stars.
One.
Jesus.
One name. All right. And this time it's going to Adam.
You're going to... Okay.
Heavy slapstick?
Heavy-handed slapstick. Moody self-serious ruminations before regaining momentum for a bright finish. Later a TV series.
I think I've only
1986,
seen this guy.
2.5 stars.
One.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that movie, but I have no idea what it's called.
No.
The Charlie Sheen Show.
2.5 Men.
No.
2.5 Stars.
No.
Men.
I'm thinking of Emilio Estevez. name that movie.
Your one name is Christy Swanson.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh! Frick. I knew
Everyone
it.
Everyone can literally suck my nuts.
She's Italian.
Once she gets them, then there they are.
Honestly, that was like pissed open a blind kid. That's so awesome. That was.
Oh my God.
I didn't realize he was in that movie.
He's at the end in the.
And I knew Christy Swanson was in that movie.
That made it more impressive because I didn't recognize that name at first.
Why am I the only one who gets to play this regularly?
Because I come up with really great categories?
No, never mind. I should.
Oh, that it always comes down to you, you mean?
No,
the fact
mind.
That he has to play it every week.
I play it every week and that... And
you do realize this
so
is
it's
week
like you're learning.
Two.
This is only week two. Yes, I am learning so much. From
learning.
This game.
Okay.
So is it my turn to pick?
It is your turn to pick. So it's 2 for Emily, 1 for Adam, 1
for
Gina.
Boot it.
I want to win. I'm very
And let's see. I will give you.
Give me a good category, bib.
Movieclips.com's top 10 sword fights. Since there are 2 left in that one.
You hate me.
AFI's 50 most quoted movies.
Try again.
How about no?
Or
Dave.
Mr. Bean, so Sean Bean movies.
I don't know who that is. So I will go with the first category listed off, sword fights. Why not?
You have two choices in this one.
Awesome.
1993 and 1995.
95.
95. Leonard Maltin gives us 3 stars. It's an absorbing tale. Beautiful scenery and rugged action. Including several sword fights. So thank you, Leonard, for coming up with that, too. The action, rugged action complements the intelligent script, deliberately paced, and he refers to the villain in the movie as a smarmy bad guy.
Smarmy
bad guy. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 names. Did I flip that over?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Yes, I did, because you put it to Adam, or, yeah. Who went back
I
to you?
I have absolutely no idea.
That's true.
Because she has a point.
Yeah, I had that right.
Kids at home, there's a disc that we flip that determines.
We covered it a couple times. Yeah, but,
kids at home, it's the disc that we talked about earlier.
2, 4, 6, 8. 10 names. 10 names.
10 names.
It's disc.
10 names.
10 names. Adam, 10 names to you.
95, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
3 stars.
A quick recap of the review, please.
Sure. absorbing tale.
For the love of Pete.
Beautiful scenery and rugged action, including several sword fights, complement an intelligent script. It's deliberately paced. And the villain is a smarmy bad guy.
Smarmy. And
10 names to you.
Emily said 10 names. I'm going to say 9.
9 names.
7.
7.
6.
6.
5.
5.
Name that movie.
5 names okay. For Adam.
Okay.
Your names.
Got a chance.
Are Vicky Masson.
Nope.
Gilbert Martin.
Nope.
Brian McCarty.
No.
Brian Cox.
Familiar.
And Andrew Keir.
Great. Thanks.
That was so helpful.
95. Sword
one
fights.
Of the top 10 sword fights,
rugged
according
fighting,
to
beautiful landscapes
movieclips.com.
yeah. Three stars. Yep.
Smarmy bad guy.
Smarmy. I like that word, smarmy.
You're buying time, buddy.
Yeah, you are.
I might be stalling. I might stalling.
Just maybe.
Come on, big boy.
It's not coming to me right now.
So just name something. Any movie that has a sword in it.
I am familiar with the concept of naming a random movie. And I will say, even though I know it's wrong, The Mask of Zorro. But that came out
a couple years later. Is it
Braveheart? It is not Braveheart, but you're very close. It's the other one that takes place in Scotland.
What?
Does anyone get...
There's another one that takes place in Scotland?
The King of Scotland?
No, not The Last King of Scotland, because that actually took place in Africa.
That's right, and that was with James McAvoy, whom
but
I
love. But it has nothing
love.
To do with this.
But it is Scotland.
But how about Rob Roy?
Oh, please.
No.
No one saw the Liam Neeson, Tim Roth, John Hurt, Jessica Lange really awesome movie?
That would be enough.
I don't know what
okay,
you're
there's
about.
Something that everyone gets on their recommendation list, while Gina gets a point. So it's 2 for Gina, 2 for Emily, 1 for Adam.
Awesome.
And Emily gets to pick again.
I'm going to stomp you. Could you tell us what the movie is?
It's Rob Roy.
Oh, I thought that.
That's the name of the
That's the name of the movie.
Rob.
Oh.
Rob Roy.
Okay.
What do they do in this movie?
They sword fight
for Scottish independence in a non-Braveheart storyline.
A.K.A. no one gets disemboweled.
Right. No one tries to scream.
The only movies
after
I can think of
with
sword fighting are The Mask of Zorro and The Princess Bride. My name is Inigo Montoya.
See, I knew, that one's on the list as
you
number one.
No, I know, but I everyone would
that,
know that.
Exactly. I wanted to put a challenge. Okay, so Emily, your choices are Bad Motherfucker. So Samuel Jackson.
Why don't I get these sweet choices?
Not The Godfather. Right. Francis Ford Coppola directed. So really famous, big movies. Or 1492, Chris Columbus directed.
Oh, God. This man hates me. Okay.
Or you know these movies, but you just have no confidence
in
yourself.
Do Samuel L. Jackson. Why not?
Shut your mouth.
Your choices are 1993, 2000 and 2004. I think Adam has an idea of most, if not all of them.
1993.
No, I just really... I'm so tempted to bust out so many quotes right now.
I know. Don't worry about it.
Leonard Maltin gives this 1993 movie 3.5 stars. It's a slam bang thriller.
Wait, I'm sorry. What year did Demi say?
1993.
1993.
3.5 stars. Slam bang thriller.
Slam bang.
Delivers the goods with action suspense and hair raising chills.
Action suspense and hair raising chills.
The story can't bear such close scrutiny, but the whole thrill ride, while the thrill ride is going, you don't mind. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 names.
10 names.
10 names. And it goes this way.
8 names.
8 names.
7 names.
7 names.
Name that movie.
Here we go.
I bet you're going to get it.
I bet he is too. I know exactly what it is now that I passed.
I have absolutely no idea. So this is good.
Seven names, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Knight. Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Richards, Joseph Mazzello, B.D. Wong, Martin Ferrero,
God.
Bob Peck.
God, son of a bitch.
93, 3.5 stars.
Son of a bitch. Come on, pass it back to me just for funsies.
You're throwing off my concentration. I might not.
Oh my God.
I had an idea of what it was, but I really think I'm wrong, so I'm happy to have...
Let's see. It's not Star Wars. It's not The Lion King. It's
he was in The Lion King?
The Matrix. I'm just naming off random movies.
He was
just
in The Matrix.
Guess something so I can say what the right answer is.
Yeah.
I think I have an idea, but I think I'm wrong.
93. Right?
Yes.
Oh, dude, just pick one.
Pulp Fiction.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Son of a
Never
bitch.
Mind.
And I thought it was Pulp Fiction, and he's in Jurassic Park?
Yes, he is a computer technician.
Oh my God, that's right.
B.D. Wong, that's how I knew. B.D. Wong.
Wayne Knight was mine, and that was the first name listed,
Then I got
too.
A point, right?
Yeah, so you are, you win the non...
This isn't even funny. Like, that's not even fair. She
I
got
won.
Shit points. You're a bitch.
She got one. She got
I got one.
One
legit point. Dude, I'm going to come over there.
B.D.
Right
Wong,
next to me.
Jurassic Park. I knew it.
I'm going to stab you.
So the non-conference role. Showing, Emily got a win.
Can I just get
the But you get the official win for this game.
Oh, B.D. Wong.
Love you.
Law and Order SVU,
But
BD
we've
Wong.
We've... been playing long enough,
Jurassic
so.
Park.
Okay, so.
I forgot he was a computer person.
At least I come off intelligent in the podcast.
Gina.
Do you?